Listen, you probably love listening to this podcast every single day with the daily episodes we drop. Well, we do have one other person that has more daily, bingeable, incredible stories just like us, and that is our good friend Jack over at Redditor. If you want more daily content with Reddit stories and other great things, go search Redditor, R-E-D-D-I-T-O-R, wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I the a-hole for calling my boyfriend disgusting for knowing so much about his sister's periods? Well, that's a question we're going to have to answer.
No, he just knows about the body. He went to freaking health class, bro.
Or is there more? Sister.
Or he has a sister.
Well, let's find out.
I know about periods more than Riley because I had a sister.
Technically true.
But I'm learning. Actually, maybe we might be the same because a lot of people in my Discord informed me.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go. So guys, go to the Discord and educate Riley. Thanks.
You haven't joined our Discord already? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You it's slacker. Really fun.
And you haven't subscribed? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
You turn subscribe. Subscribe.
Do it.
You've been watching these videos for months, if not years.
Wow.
And have not subscribed.
Come on.
Literally. Come do on. You even love me?
I'm so hurt.
I'm hurt.
Please heal our relationship.
We are hurt.
And subscribe.
Listen.
Well, this comes from Throre United Fortan, who says, boyfriend has a Reddit, but not completely sure if he's in the sub reason for the throwaway account. Might be a bit confusing, but bear with me here. Me and my boyfriend have been together for a year. My boyfriend has been taking care of his siblings, 16 female, 12 female, and 11 male, since his oldest sister was born. When he was 18, he moved out of his parents' house and took them with him at 18 years old, took his three wow. younger siblings to
fucking
care for them.
Goated.
Truly.
Noted, dude. What a stand-up dude.
Wow.
Man standing up.
Truly. He currently has custody over all of his siblings, and he's a really hard worker, and I haven't seen him or his siblings struggle at all.
18.
That is a
18
massive accomplishment.
Baller move.
Wow. They have all they need. As far as I know, they have never gone to bed hungry because of him.
Oh my God.
One of the reasons I fell in love with him is because of his caring nature, especially for his siblings. He's basically their dad.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to step in as dad.
Truly. Not going to explain the whole dynamics as I know what it is, but when I say taking care, I mean he is taking care of them, buying food, helping with homework. He did it all because he was basically the mom and dad for them, and he still finished school in the process.
Dude, yo, you lucked out with this guy. You don't do anything to fuck it up.
Yep. Well, his youngest brother even calls him dad. His parents are the definition of deadbeats. Current situation with them is they don't know if their parents are even alive.
Wow.
And they have no other family.
Wow.
The four of them is all that's left of their whole family. I slept over at his house last night. This morning around 6 a.m., his sister, 12 female, came into the kitchen crying hysterically. She woke up with blood in her pants and was freaking out.
Aww.
She had started with her period.
Oh,
an OP, you know, as what is he now? 28. Okay, so he's older now.
How old's the sister?
Oh, 12.
Oh. How old's the OP?
28.
OP's 28. How old's the kid?
12.
No. How old? OP
is 28 years old, and his sister coming to him with the period is 12.
Wait, I thought this is from the girlfriend's perspective.
This is from the girlfriend's perspective, but the boyfriend is 28. The sister is 12.
Okay, and how old's OP?
26.
Cool. All right.
Yes, there we go. We got there. My boyfriend got to calm her down and explained that she is all right and that everything will be okay. Oh, right in the feels. He then gave her a brief explanation about what is happening and that her body is changing. He asked her to go and take a shower and to get cleaned up, and I told her where to find the pads his other sister, 16 female, is using, and to use them as the oldest sister showed her to. When she left to go take a shower, he said, "Shit, I thought we would have another year left. I guess like another year until this happened."
Yeah.
I asked what he meant by that, and he said his sister, 16 female, started her period when she was 13, and he knows not all females and bodies are the same, but he thought it would be around the same time, so he was a bit unprepared for the discussion, which...
When are you ever going to be prepared? But the fact that he's even thinking about that, the maturity on this man.
Truly.
He is... Fuck, he's... He's so cool.
And that's fair because he's like, oh, I thought maybe it would happen around the same. That's a fair kind of like back of the mind assumption.
Bro,
to have
this man is like husband material to the max.
But if they have kids, they'll have like so many kids, basically.
Well, no, but by the time they have kids, the kids that he has will be grown up.
They could have kids now.
That's true. That's true.
They really could. Yeah. I was shocked with that comment and the fact that he knew his sister used pads. Why does he know when she started her period in the first place?
Because he raised them.
Because he's their father.
Yes. Bro,
red flag for this group. Red flag.
Red freaking flag. I wanted to ask him why he knows this, but I kept that question to myself.
As you should.
Good.
God. Bro, you're about to fumble the bag so hard, OP.
Truly.
So hard.
Husband of the year turned into ex of the year. Yeah. When his sister returned from her shower, he asked if everything was all right or is she having any discomfort. I started to get disgusted when he asked that question. Hey, are you okay? Disgusting? You're disgusting, OP.
And what? OP
is a woman.
Yeah,
OP is a woman.
That's what is crazy. I don't know how, like, as a woman, you could think that is anything but amazing.
Like when you had your first period and your dad was like, hey, are you all right? Do you need anything? Did anything else go wrong? Did anything go wrong? What? It's true.
Like how you said it. It was like, you know, when you have your first period, your dad is like,
that's what I'm saying. You know, Samuel Donner specifically. You know how that feels, okay? So do I.
My parents never had the sex talk with me. Did your parents have the sex talk?
They had me get a book that I shoved under my bed until the library due date came.
Was it Playboy?
It was not Playboy. It was The Anatomy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you didn't read it?
Nope.
Yeah. Wow. My dad tried to, and he's like, you know, when two spiritual beings come together, there's a... But we never actually... Never actually really got it.
My parents did.
Yeah.
That's an okay story time.
Yeah. We did. But me and my dad did have an actual talk in addition to the book. But
yeah, I didn't have a talk.
Oh, Sam, do we have to have a talk?
We have to have a talk. What happens when I get my period? I've been waiting
for
years and it hasn't happened.
You'll never find out now.
Are wet dreams the period of the men?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing. One, you wake up with blood in your underwear. The other, you wake up with cum in your underwear.
Oh, I thought you were saying you woke up with blood in your underwear too after your wet dream.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
I was like, whoa, wait a second.
Where have we gone?
Wait, you don't wake up with blood in your underwear?
No. That's what Riley thought. That's what Riley thought you said.
Oh, I see you're onto something, Sam, though.
Yeah. Dude. Wet dreams are totally period.
It's almost there, but not close.
If you're
enough.
Not getting your nut off, your body will
women
get your nut
off.
Women
can get female
you.
Boners. That is something that I've had a debate over, and I firmly believe.
Well, female boners just you getting like wet.
Exactly.
But women don't have wet dreams. Do they have orgasm dreams? Do women have orgasms in their sleep?
Let us know.
Certainly. And certainly have wet dreams.
Well, like, yeah, like,
but like, do they have one literally every morning? Because guys get boners every morning.
Yeah, and if you don't jack off, then you will come in your pants.
How did we get here? Oh my God!
It's true. You didn't read the book, but in the book you would talk about that.
Dude, I totally missed it. I totally missed it in the book.
I mean, your body will regulate if you don't get a nut off.
Yeah. Your body will nut for you.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Your nut off.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mother.
Emphasis on mother.
I do think
you guys brought us here, right?
You brought it to mothers. We're just talking about nutting.
You brought it to the grave and I'm dragging us down to hell.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. Do you think that when guys have post-nut clarity, women have post-ovulation periods?
Oh, post-ovulation clarity? Or is it, oh, shit, I was just ovulating? Yeah, I've heard that from some of my lady friends.
Yeah, so I know they have
I didn't actually want to hook up with them, but I was ovulating. So like
I was in heat.
Yeah, I was in
heat. I see.
That's how my parents explained that to me.
It was in heat.
You know when a goat's getting heat?
Not when a goat. Not when a goat. Oh my God. We have to end this conversation right now.
This is so good.
This is great though. This is amazing. Anyways, I'm going to return to the story. He told her that she doesn't have to go to school today and he will take her for some shopping.
W move again.
W. After breakfast.
What does this dude do that he can provide for all these kids?
I mean, honestly.
Work where?
He puts the work in. That's bro, what he does.
I'm honestly suspicious now of like,
bro, man's 18. Working the pool.
I mean, something, dude.
He's got like,
how are you making that much? I don't know.
He's 28. But he started at 18. Oh,
he started at 18 and still finished school. I don't know.
And paid for everything for them.
Maybe.
Might have been tight. We don't know.
Maybe we will get to see what that was.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But after breakfast, he sat her down in the living room and explained everything in detail to her regarding on what's going on and what will happen, all of it regarding the period. He said he helped the older sister with her first time and will help her as well. He finished saying that her sister, 16 female, will be able to help more with the type of products to use and how they work exactly.
This is great.
This is exactly what should happen. He's like,
read the book.
He read the book. I didn't. He sat her down and he's like, hey, here's what it is, but your sister will be able to help with all the specifics.
Yeah.
Perfect. Still communicating all the flawless execution. Flawless. 11 out of 10.
Writing the book for every
he
man.
He wrote the book.
Literally, he wrote the book.
At 18.
That I didn't read.
Yeah.
At 14 or whatever. I was surprised, shocked.
Yeah, the talk at 14?
No. It was middle school.
What was your first wet dream?
Mm. Oh, fifth grade for sure.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I remember the person too, but we're not going to talk about that.
Wait. Can I guess?
No.
It was the chick from iCarly.
No, it wasn't.
Was that a famous person or was it a person you knew?
It was a person I knew.
Oh, but then we don't know.
Yeah, you'll literally never guess.
Was it in your grade?
In my grade, yeah. In my class.
In your class.
All right, got to tell
my fifth grade class.
Were you embarrassed seeing her when you saw her the next day?
Or was it on a weekend? I was like, what is happening?
Whoa. Bro, she visited you in her dreams.
Basically.
She wants you, bro. Yep.
Do
you talk to her?
No. Oh. I didn't talk to her outside of like even middle school.
She's still cute?
Who knows? Ugly for all I know.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm taken, baby.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Say it again. Direct to camera.
That's the sense. I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck with you. Opie says, I was surprised and shocked and disgusted about all the things he said to her.
Yo, that's so whack.
What? So insane.
That's so whack.
He was correct in everything he told her, but no brother should know that much about what is happening to his sister's bodies.
He raised them, though. He's basically father.
It's not even that hard to learn. You just like watch a video and then you know it all.
What videos are you watching?
The ones people send me in the Discord.
Oh,
did they actually send you videos?
They sent me a video about how periods work.
Oh,
and I watched it.
Was it great education?
It was scarring, but I understand the system now.
Scarring? Why is it scarring?
It just like fucking shit they got to go through every month. That like getting kicked in the balls once a month, you know?
Worse.
But every day of that week.
That's like 25% of your life that you're getting kicked in the balls.
Oh.
Dude.
But like, and then they build tolerance to the point like you don't even hurt anymore.
That's why women have a higher pain threshold. because they're getting kicked in the balls all the time.
Dude. Yep.
And so like, if they don't, then it would just be too rough.
Mm-hmm.
I could never.
It makes sense.
Truly.
I could never. I'm glad I don't.
I am a weak boy. I would be a weak period boy.
And it would be like, oh, my tummy hurts.
Shut up, me. Weak period boy.
You know what? For next Women's History Month, I think we should all kick each other in the balls.
Mm. Or get the period simulator.
In solitaire.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Riley, do you hate women?
Wow. I don't. I just...
If you really loved women, you would let me kick you in the balls.
In a line, just constantly, boom, boom, boom.
For a week.
For a week.
I love women so much that I let my fans kick me in the balls for a month straight.
Whoa, dude, wow. That's a YouTube video right there. Dude,
now that's feminism.
I let 100 fans kick me in the balls for 72 hours.
I'm a feminist. But back to the story. Unfortunately, his oldest sister wasn't at home to help. She had a sleepover at a friend's due to a project for school, so he took charge of explaining everything. He must have seen the disgust in my face and asked me what is wrong, and it just slipped out. I told him, you are a disgusting pig. Disgusting.
She said, no.
Disgusting way. Pig. I am not joking to what you. That the is the fuck? Words in this story. Disgusting pig.
Oh,
you
my
are a disgusting
gosh.
Pig. Yo.
No fucking way.
Yo. How could you be that out of touch? Maybe I'm, I don't know. I'm not a woman, so... Maybe this is an appropriate response.
Okay, well, Sam, she did not stop there.
No.
The words,
this is so wack.
The words just kept coming out of my mouth. I could not stop
no,
talking.
No, stop it.
I told him exactly what I thought about the situation and that it's disgusting that he knows that much, especially about his own sisters, and is now trying to coach the younger sister on what to do.
He's trying to be a rock.
Let him rock.
Yeah, let him rock.
Dude, he just asked me to leave. He didn't argue, yell, or nothing. He just said, leave my house.
Holy fuck.
Bro, he's so mature.
Yes, you're about that's to, what I'm about
he's
to say.
So fucking mature.
His girl, brain developed girl at 18.
The bag, bro.
You're about to fumble the bag. Oh my
gosh. He's so confident, mature. Fuck.
That was the father of your children, dude. And he's now out of your life.
No,
you did that.
Wow. Dude, just badass. Just badass.
Holy cow.
I know I went about it the wrong way, but my stance is the same. No brother should know that much about his own sister's body function, and am I the a-hole for this?
Wow. What a clear, obvious, just like beautiful almost... Yes.
Yes.
Resounding. Yes. You are the a-hole.
100%.
You're a woman. Don't you understand? And also, like, think about the situation they're in where, like, they don't have a mom. They don't even have a dad.
They don't have a mom or a dad.
Yeah.
Like, who? All right. Let me ask you this, OP. Who do you learn from?
Your parents.
Literally, who? Who? What do you do when your sister comes over to you and says, I don't know what's going on. I'm bleeding. Do you say, like, fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's some paper towels.
Like, probably gonna die.
Damn, that sounds rough. Yeah, exactly.
Get a Band-Aid.
Dude, like, what is truly, what is he supposed to do in this scenario? Almost, maybe the clearest, you're the a-hole of all time on this show. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just baffled how she could think that. And like, oh, and you ask, like, what should he have done? Exactly what he did.
Exactly.
What, textbook, amazing response. He doesn't get mad. He doesn't yell. He doesn't try to justify it. He just says, oh, you're a dumb. You're dumb.
Yeah.
You need to leave. I don't want you to infect this house with your dumbness.
I want to know how long she talked for, because after you're a disgusting pig and after a few more sentences after that, I would have asked her like that to please leave. I wonder if it was like a 5-minute conversation or like a 10-minute.
Yeah.
Like a rant.
Yeah.
It feels like maybe like a 1 to 3 minute rant.
That's what
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Because he was probably processing like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
I wonder if there were red flags before. Cause like this is, this is crazy.
Yo, if he posted on Reddit. Oh,
dude, I want the other side.
I want the other side so bad.
Please tell me there's an update.
I am so sad to inform you.
You're joking.
That there is more.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
On to the edit. If you don't believe me, that's fine, but don't comment. I was there. I said what I said. Don't know what I can say other than What I know is this is real and I have the proof. I just wanted to know and ask, am I the a-hole? And if my stance is correct and if I should apologize for everything I said?
Yes.
Yes. Easy. Seeing some of the comments, I think you guys are not understanding my point. Well, do tell. I don't want to sound mean, but he could have just called his sister to explain everything to her, or better yet, asked me to explain it to her.
Why? No.
Fuck no.
Your response is so, like, your response is exactly why you should be nowhere near those kids.
Like, oh my gosh. This is, you are encouraging her to make her feel disgusting about her body. Yeah. Like, that is the vibes you are giving, OP. Mm-hmm. I would have been a lot better if it had come from another girl. Yes, he explained everything correctly and even told her about the different products to use, but said the other sister will explain those better as she has experience in what actually works.
It literally is textbook.
Perfect. 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 Perfect.
No notes.
Why didn't he ask me to explain anything to her? I would have done it
because
gladly.
You're a fucking child nincompoop.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. How long have they been dating too?
Let me look.
A year.
Yeah. Like he's basically her dad. This is like, he's like, yeah. I'm your father. I need to come to you in your time of need. Who do you go to? And who do you want to hear from?
Your parental figure.
You obviously want to hear from your brother's girlfriend
of 1 year. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
For those momentous decisions.
Why listen to the brother who is a father to me, who has never failed me and is amazing.
Exactly.
As a gold standard. Why would I want to talk to him? Huh?
You
crazy.
Wouldn't. You wouldn't.
What insanity. There are certain things that should stay private, and especially a brother should not know. Stay in the dark. Stay uneducated.
Oh my gosh. I mean, in a way, a brother shouldn't know that, but like, that's not her brother.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I think it's good that he knows. The education is important. Don't make these women feel disgusted about their own bodies.
I think it's more of like, if you are like, if my sister ever came to me and was like, this happened, I would help.
Be there to support.
I would be there.
Because why is she coming? What in this scenario, why is she coming to you?
Because she trusts me.
Because she trusts you and is one support from the person she's asking for it from.
Yes. This is making John mad.
I'm triggered.
John mad.
Relevant comments. I would absolutely dump you for the mere suggestion that he's being sexually inappropriate with his younger siblings. That is the other thing. There's the undertones of like, why is he so interested?
Disgusting. Yeah.
Moro. And in case you missed it, this is exactly what you have done. OP, I didn't sexualize anything. It's just disgusting that he's trying to coach his sister through something so personal. He could have called his other sister for help, or better yet, asked me to explain, but he did it himself.
Dude, dumb.
You are the giant asshole here. Don't worry though, your ex will find someone better.
Bravo.
OP, we haven't broken up, but do you believe he will break up with me over this?
Yes.
I am allowed to have my own opinions, am I not?
You are, but not when they're wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, you are allowed to have your own opinions, but he doesn't have to endure them.
Exactly. Ooh, exactly.
Damn, bar.
You can have opinions, but there are consequences. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is far from over.
What? There's one more?
There is another update.
I think he breaks up with her.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
To everyone saying he would leave me. Well, guess what? You were right. He dumped me.
Let's fucking go. Man of principle.
Dumpity wow. Do
He's
da
literally
day.
Making every right decision.
All of them. I love all of it. All of them. I went to his house to apologize to him, and his little sister, the 16-year-old, was there as well. She slapped me. Woo! Throwing hands and shouted at me, calling me vile names.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't condone the physical violence, but
it probably was like
kind of fire though. Kind of
it
fire.
Is fire. Yeah, it
we
is
don't
fire.
Condone it, but
like that girl said, got upset at her older brother for trying to keep her little sister safe. I mean, as a 16-year-old girl, I'm not mad.
Yo. I would honestly laugh. Yeah. I would honestly laugh, yeah. Probably. She shouted at me for trying to break the family apart and trying to say her father is a pedo.
Which is kind of what she was
implying. My now ex got her to stop and sent her to her room along with the other siblings. Once again, just parent dude of
Dude, he's God the, of he's the best.
God of he's the best. All time.
He's the best.
I wanted to apologize before I could even start. He told me to keep my mouth shut and listen. You got your rant, little lady. It's time for his.
Dude, he's so cool.
He forgave me before I even asked for forgiveness, but said what he can't forgive is the fact that I basically turned his little sister against him and making her doubt his intentions. It took him almost the full day to get her to talk to him, and she only talked to him after the 16-year-old assured her that he did nothing wrong and only wanted to help her like he did.
Oh.
So basically, I think the 12-year-old overheard this, the rant.
Was like, did he do something wrong?
And was like, oh, is there something wrong?
That
like,
is what's fucking going on? Heartbreaking.
Mm. Wow. His exact words were, you turned one of my children against me. That is something I can't and will not forgive. You are dead to me. Now get the fuck out of my house.
But he kind of lied.
Talk to me.
What?
He said, I forgive you. That doesn't sound like forgiveness.
That he I forgive you over here, but over here, you're fucking dead to me.
I think he forgave her for the words that she said, but he won't forgive her for the consequences that happened from the words that she said.
Yeah, which he shouldn't, to be clear.
Yeah. Quick question to everyone watching and Sam and Riley. Is it an a-hole move to say you're dead to me now?
Mm.
Is that too far?
I feel like,
From his perspective, no, because those are his ride or die, and you don't do that with ride or die.
Here's what I think. So you could say,
I feel like
we are absolutely done. Like we like,
oh yeah, I'm sorry. Like I could never, I can't see you again.
I think he's saying that.
I guess
to like,
dead to me is like a little strong, but understandable given the consequences.
She called him a disgusting pig.
Yeah, but but Riley, eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
I don't think it was eye for an eye. These are words exchanged.
These are metaphorical eyes exchanged.
What she did was she called him a disgusting pig.
Well, Riley,
and made
Riley,
the 12-year-old doubt him.
I got a question for you.
Okay. Oh, gosh. It's going to be like, if there was one person on one
WWJD.
What would Jesus do? Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right. What would Jesus do? Jesus has been aggressive at points in the Bible when it comes to his father's house, because at one point these people were in this church. He did flip some tables because people were misusing the church for selling goods rather than, you know, praying. So he was aggressive in that aspect, and then with the woman at the well, whenever people were mocking her, he did like write out their sins in the sand. So he did exchange words there.
I don't think he said turn the other cheek, bro.
He did say turn the other cheek. In a way, with like turning the other cheek, it may have been like if a brother were to hit you with, and he didn't know, like I just feel like these words were very targeted.
Riley just wants Jesus to say, you are dead to me.
Yeah, I don't think would
Jesus
say these words.
Saying, you are dead to me?
No, I don't think he would. I don't think he would say.
Enough said, so boom. You shouldn't do it.
So he said it was.
he would be angry with this woman, I think so. And he would be
angry.
Direct. He would have the same voice as OP in a way.
Yeah. But we're not saying OP should do anything wrong. It's just the words were maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
A tinge strong.
But bro's not Jesus. Bro's not Jesus.
Bro, he's damn close.
Yeah. God forgives.
Jesus is here. And he's like.
He's like right under there. I love that. He said it with so much anger in his voice, and I could see it in his eyes that he absolutely hated me in that moment. I was actually scared for myself in that moment.
Oh, stop me, little bitch.
I have talked to some of my friends about this, and you all might be glad to hear, but I'm losing friends, as well as even my own sister is now refusing to talk to me. Yes, in our house, my father had nothing to do with our periods, and my mom handled everything. What should I have done? I thought he did something wrong. I can see I'm in the wrong, but they still are punishing me for this.
Bro, then you're not seeing, bro. Do the opposite of everything you did.
Oh, literally. My gosh. I hate that she's like, I can kind of see women in the wrong here.
A little
what?
Bit.
But I can't. But on the other hand, I can't.
His words really hurt me. That is not fair. I didn't even get a chance to explain myself or anything after he was done talking. He just kicked me out of his house. He was done, sister. I am blocked everywhere and can't get a hold of him. I even tried his sister's phone. Idiot.
What?
Worst idea ever.
Oh.
But I'm also blocked there. Yeah, you really think the girl who slapped you is gonna hear you out? No.
Maybe she called the 12-year-old.
Oh, that's possible.
fucked.
That would be, mega fucked. Oh my God. This woman is such an idiot.
I love stories like this though.
Oh my God.
I love just like every movement is just idiocy.
It's true.
I don't, because people like this exist in the world.
That's true.
That's true.
I like to see justice.
I like justice.
I like justice. Yeah, yeah. Please stop asking me for his contact number and his name in the comments and personal messages.
Wait, what?
That's wild. People are asking for the
bro, because he's obviously such a great guy.
True. They're like, yo, he's single. Let me
fucking date him.
He's single. I'm not going to give that to anyone. Why would I do that and have one of you try to steal him from me? That sounds like exactly what's going on. I screwed up. I know. But I will fix it and I will get him back.
Yo, she's crazy.
No, I really do love him and I know he still loves me. This was just a speed bump. Just wait and see. We will be back together.
Is there an update?
There are some relevant comments where people get into
knock
it with
some
OP.
Sense into this person.
Yes.
Let's, dude, I'm ready for, to like burn this person at the stake. Let's hear go. It.
Ding, 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 ding. So on OP's upbringing, OP says, this is how I was raised. Our father had nothing to do with our periods and we weren't allowed to talk about them when he was close. Again, just because you did it does not mean it's good. It is not.
Sounds like some trauma.
Yes, true. Since y'all aren't together anymore, can I get those digits? OP says, no way in hell I'm giving you or all the rest his number or even his name. Even if nobody wanted to help me solve this and everyone says that we are over, I made a mistake. I know that now and I will give it my all to get him back. Well, someone says, leave him alone. There's nothing to solve. You effed up. The end. You insulted him and you did it in front of his sister. Oh, so that was in front.
Yeah, that's why she was so upset the whole day.
Oh my God. You damaged their relationship with your backwards, disgusting opinions. Leave them alone. Yeah, OP, you're the disgusting pig. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I know that. No need to remind me. I love him and I know he still loves me too.
Delusional.
Just watch. I will get him back and all of you will be stuck in it.
Okay, this person's psycho.
That is,
that is the end.
Wow. Absolutely bananas.
Just wow.
I don't think there's anything else to say except bananas.
Yeah.
Bonkers. The guy is perfect.
The contrast between these two people is incredible.
How did they get together? That is the question.
The only thing that I'm like unsure about this guy is like, how could you think this person was okay?
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
He's probably, I want him to post so then we could see the red flags that happen. Because once you see one red flag, they all pop up.
But you know what I want to see pop up?
What?
One final story.
Let's do it.
Am I the a-hole for cutting off a guy who lied about his relationship status and tried to move in with me after his breakup?
Wow.
And guess what, John?
What?
This comes from r/OKOP show, our subreddit. This is Brent for the OK Game, and this is Commercial Age 92. So I, 26 female, met Adam, 26 male, at church, we both attend the youth group. Riley knows about those.
Yeah. Oh, man.
While we weren't close, we started chatting through messages when my friend persuaded me into asking him to be my date to my high school dance in 2015. At the time, he was dating a girl named Adrian, 24 female, which I wasn't aware since he was the one who told me he wasn't seeing anyone. Anyway, during our chats, Adrian also messaged me from Adam's phone. She seemed friendly, but it felt odd that she was reaching out to me out of the blue. A few months go by to the day of the dance. Also to note, Adam and Adrian had broken up. So Adrian was the girl. Also, I believe OP put the ages they all are now.
Yeah.
But this is back in high school.
Back in the days.
Give it 10 years. Take off 10 years.
Yes. I had a good time, but he seemed more interested in another girl from my class, Melissa, which made me feel uneasy. Despite this, we shared a couple of kisses that night.
Ooh, kisses.
I also love how clear all of this is. And it was 10 years ago in high school. That's crazy.
She replays this memory every night.
Maybe you're remembering.
After the ball, Adam asked me for McKaylin's number, which I found inappropriate since he kissed me.
That's wild. God.
I confided in my sister, who ended up messaging him on my behalf to express my discomfort. Over the years, I learned Adrian became pregnant with Adam's child.
Whoa.
And again, Adrian was the girl he was dating initially.
So she was like 17.
We don't know when she got pregnant, right?
Over the years. Sorry.
Over the years.
Over the years. Over right, the years. Right.
Yeah. Despite this, Adam would often lie to me about his relationship status and even cheated on Adrian, leading to a toxic cycle of breaking up and getting back together. So it sounds like OP is kind of in the mix of this toxic cycle.
Right.
It's a washing machine that's going on.
Oh, God. Dirty washing machine.
Adrian has been bad-mouthing me to a couple of girls in our youth group, making it seem as though I'm the one who's been trying to break them up and that I'm a homewrecker, which wasn't true. I decided to distance myself from Adam to focus on my career as a software engineer. All right, let's go, OP.
Get that bag.
I've been successful in my career, and I'm financially stable enough to see my family as well, which has always been a priority for me. However, Adam has recently reappeared. The dirty laundry come to rear its dirty head, expressing interest in rekindling our connection. Despite my initial reservations, I entertained the idea of reconnecting with him. However, his behavior, like flirting in public and making inappropriate comments, made me reconsider. I mean, he sounds like a trash dude. He literally asked for another girl's number right after he kissed you.
Literally.
Like, and also was cheating on his ex. Why would he want to be with his
maniac?
Okay, fam, you're better than this.
You are, truly.
To be a bit more specific, we were on our way to a youth group and he took me and sat next to me and he made a comment saying, I'd make a hot date if only I were 5 centimeters taller. What kind of pick of line is that?
I'm sorry. I just was not ready
for
that.
I'm floored. I ignored him, and that's when he started complimenting a different girl that sat in the seat in front of us. She's taller than me.
Wow. By how many centimeters?
A lot. After the event, we've been texting. I'll add the messages too. Me, hi. Him, hey. Me, I must say, you really do have time for games, hey? Like, why would you go and tell me all that when you already have other plans? Him, what are you talking about? Him, let's take it slow. This what we got now got my attention. Me, I just don't know where I stand with you at this point. Him, no. I want to know why you can't look me in the eyes when I talk to you. Me, you'll soon find out why. Him, how are you doing? Me, hey, good. And you? Him, I'm good. Blushy face. I was thinking about you earlier. Me, you thinking about me? Hmm? Yes. Blushy face. Why so confused? Me, I'm not confused. Just thinking. Blushy face. So what are you thinking about? Him. Your smile and the way you treat people, positive vibration, mostly kissing me, you. Me, really? Him, what are your plans this weekend? Me, I don't have any plans this weekend. Him, I want to see you, blushy face. Me, I'm not doing anything this weekend, so I'm available. Me, you say that every time I see you, mostly kissing you. Me, I mean, I won't stop you, but not in front of a live audience like the youth.
Stop.
What the fuck?
Stop.
Okay, so potentially they are the ages they are now.
Yeah, this is over the years.
It's over the years. Okay, so it's later. Yeah. I feel like they're both flirting with each other.
Oh, they are. Which, yes. Why?
OP, you're flirting with each other.
Why?
And you shouldn't be. He sucks.
He sucks.
And he has a girlfriend.
Thinky man.
Him, why do you care about what they think, though? Me, I don't mind public, just certain people, like children, I guess. Him, God. We link up this weekend. See you soon. Me, okay. Him, how was the youth tonight? Me, yeah, it was all right. Him. Awesome. I wish I was there. Me, I wanted to see you there today. Him, really? Me, yes, really. Me, where are we linking up? And what's your plan specifically? Him, I'm going to come to you. Me, you coming to this busy house? What's your plan God. For this weekend? Him, it ain't that busy. Him, make time for your starters. Me, okay, but when are you free? Because I won't be here tomorrow and Sunday, but I'll be here Friday and Saturday. Him, I only work night shift 7 to 7. What's happening tomorrow, though? Me, damn. I'm not sure yet. I think they want to go out for the day. Him, sounds interesting. I'll come around Saturday. Me, okay, I'll be waiting then.
OP, don't wait. For him, don't talk to him.
He's whack, dude. Whack.
This is not good.
It's been a few days since I spoke and I did a bit of thinking. I realized Adam doesn't align with the version of the partner I envisioned myself with.
Thank you.
His recent breakup with Adrian, where he tried to pursue me while still in a relationship, further solidified my decision. And there is an update.
Oh my God.
But thank God, OP.
Thank fucking God.
You are part
God.
Of the OK fam. You deserve better.
You so do. You deserve a king for your queendom.
So, update. I messaged Adam expressing that I don't think we can take things slow or continue getting to know each other better, which I felt was for the best. His response was, okay, cool.
I'm going to take it so slow, we're going to stop.
His baby sister, Mila, visited the other day and she revealed that he broke up with Adrian 3 days ago. So he was still messing around with OP while he was dating.
Oh, no.
Overlap. This revelation came after he had been trying to chat me up, claiming he was single, and he wouldn't lie to me. Liar's gonna lie.
Yep.
Myla also mentioned that she told Adam about my financial stability and plans to move out on my own. However, she suggested that he move in with me. What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
Which I found unsettling given his history. Despite his breakup with Adrian, Adam's behavior hasn't changed much. His brother informed me that Adam claimed, "I don't know what I want and that I have time for games," which upset me. While I may not have everything figured out, I know what I don't want, and it's someone with Adam's qualities. And to this day, Adam is still pissed that I stopped things from going any further. On a brighter note, I've received a significant pay increase and I'm close to a senior engineer promotion.
Yo.
I'm planning to buy a house for my family and have been pre-qualified for a mortgage. Additionally, I'm looking forward to traveling to Bali with my friends.
Yo.
Let's freaking go.
Right.
And there is a quick edit.
Rewatch our Bali episodes while you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly.
His parents are quite acquainted with mine. I didn't want to expect it before, but now that his sister has mentioned to him that I'm financially stable, it seems that ever since then, he's been trying to get with me and has been quite persistent about us being together. He's looking for a sugar mama.
Oh, no.
Can't seem to keep a job for as long as a week. He's tried a few side jobs like fixing cars and doing tattoos. I don't have a problem with him trying new things, but when looking for a partner, I am seeking consistency and someone who knows what they want in life. Also, to note, he's currently staying with his parents and his mother has warned him in these words, "If you don't get your act together, you are out of the house.
Please kick him to the streets."
Adrian has also gotten a better job and has told him to stay at home since she's earning money and she'd work for both of them. Why is Adrian staying with this guy? After telling him this, he also mentioned that he was planning on proposing to her. But after I found out from quite a few people, including his brother and sister, about this plan, I did ask him about it. He was in denial and said he never said that. When I refer to quite a few people, I'm talking about a couple people in our church, his close friends and my sister. After I confronted him, it seems that was the time when the rekindling started, and he mentioned to me that he doesn't really understand why I'm not dating anyone, but he does know that I want to move out on my own. Please, if you have any advice on ways to deal with the situation, please feel free. Our advice is stay clear of this nincompoop.
Run away from him. Run far away.
Yeah,
run
away. His baby sister Mila is like obviously trying to maybe find a better partner for his toxic brother.
Right.
But
someone to straighten him out.
Yeah, but he's so toxic. Like, just stay away. He needs to figure himself out.
Let me just find someone who can fix him.
Bro, man needs to fix himself.
He needs to fix his stinky self and take a bath.
Yeah, but hey, okay, fam, just listen to us. Please listen to us.
Please.
Don't see this guy anymore. He is bad news and you deserve better.
Run away.
Run away.
Please.
Run away. But I hope you don't run away from us, because if you love us, make sure to subscribe.
We love you.
And see you tomorrow.
Oh God, I'm in pain.
Oh no, doctor. Is there anything we can do to save our boy, John?
He needs 5 cc's of Spotify review stars. Stat.
There's only one way we can do that. You listening right now, go to OKOP's profile page, click about, then rate it 5 stars.
We're losing him. I'm so sorry your podcasters are dead.
But now we're ghosts. Rate us 5 stars or we'll haunt you forever.
Do it.